Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Force Feedback Show. It is now episode 3, after, like, I don't know, another 4 months or something. But we're back. We've got an organized time, so we will be back pretty much every 2 weeks as scheduled. So it is just me and Matt for this episode. Lots to discuss, and then next episode we do have a special guest to bring on. That will be Dave from Supercars Talk. Excited to bring him in and bewilder Matthew with absolutely no knowledge of supercars. There has been a lot going on since we did last record. And I guess probably should start off with a bold assertion that I made last episode. conveniently, Miami Grand Prix weekend, where everything decided to turn downhill in the F1 title battle. So, do you want to refresh us, Matthew, on what actually happened?
So, we were having a discussion about, I think it was Checo's form. He was in good form up until Miami, which was convenient the weekend we were on when we did our last episode. And, oh boy, the prediction from Josh over here was immaculate, claiming that we would have a title battle between Checo and Maximilian, which, yeah, ooh.
Hang on, it's not that great, is it?
No, that's aged like milk, my friend.
Well, I feel like it's going to be McLaren as the title battle at this stage. McLaren's our lord and saviour at this point.
Let's not jinx anything this time.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. But yes, that's the elephant in the room out of the way. But yeah, 7 races in a row or something that Max has won now. So that's pretty ridiculous.
Yes, everything since Miami. This has been a very exciting, and we've had lots of different winners.
Meanwhile, in the NASCAR Cup Series since Miami, which was, I've got written down here, the 8th of May. So we go down to the 8th of May. Oof. Let's see how many repeat winners we've had in the NASCAR Cup Series. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've had 8 new Cup Series winners in the same amount of time since Max Verstappen has been dominating in F1. I guess this is what we should probably kind of start with, is I wanted to bring up a very spicy topic that is going to cause a lot of debate.
Oh, God.
And that's very, very spicy, but I think F1 should be a complete spec series. Look at IndyCar, look at NASCAR, look at all the Junior Series, for example. It works. And when you've got F1 that's supposed to be the pinnacle of motorsport, you know, it's, how is it the pinnacle of motorsport when you've just got someone who's driving the best car and the best team and just dominating the races? You've got other great drivers in the field, like Leclerc, Norris, Hamilton, all who don't get a shot at, you know, competing for the title because their cars just aren't at the level of the development of the Red Bull. If we're in a spec series with F1, it would be pretty much Verstappen, Perez, Hamilton, Leclerc, Norris, Russell, Alonso, etc. All those guys would be winning races, competing for the championship, and we'd have a pretty ridiculous championship battle. But you just don't, because I don't know why we've gone to this level of development and kind of just let the whole field dominate. It was pretty 1990s, but never since then, really.
Yeah. Like, there's one massive problem with that.
Oh god, here we go.
So, not only is F1 the pinnacle for the drivers, well, most of the time. We don't talk about Lance Stroll or Latifi or Mazepin, they don't exist. but
yep.
It's also the pinnacle for machinery.
Yes.
And it's meant to produce the best cars possible. That's why it's not there. Because if you look at F2, it's not really a spec series. The cars are spec, sure. But you got mechanics, staff, and all that. This is what W Series tried to do, and they did it very well because they rotated staff, they rotated cars. So that's what W Series was good for. That doesn't exist anymore. Money is
Wait, I mean, okay, cheap, right. Wouldn't it?
Money.
Run
money
the same chassis, just different engines. Formula E works it well. I mean, I guess that's the kind of thing. Like,
unless you've been dominated by Porsche, I sort of stopped watching.
Well, to be honest, it hasn't really been dominated by Porsche. Pascal Wehrlein lost the championship lead, and now it's Jake Dennis pretty much set to win. So,
oh.
Yeah, so currently, actually, a status update on Formula E. Dennis won the first race, then Wehrlein, Vern, DaCosta, Evans, Cassidy, Wehrlein, Günther, Cassidy, Evans, Dennis. So not really Porsche domination, to be honest. So,
okay.
Wrong assertion there on that
Formula
one,
E after, like, Mexico.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, I mean, the argument still stands. It's like, it works for IndyCar, it works for Formula E, it works for supercars, it works for NASCAR. It pretty much works for rally. I guess it's kind of a little bit more in Toyota's favor at the moment. But, you know, like, it's not really rally, actually, to be honest. But, you know, it works for all these series.
Rally's a fairly spec series.
I don't know. Toyota's got pretty much a very large
aero. If you look at it, the only thing they share with the road cars now is the actual how they look.
Yeah.
Everything else is nothing alike.
Yeah.
This is why Group B was so good.
Yeah, true.
I mean, other than the fact they killed thousands of people, that's not important.
True, again. But yeah, I guess the thing is, like, the thing for me is, it's, look at IndyCar, right? I mean, Alex Palou is dominating the season. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 4 wins on the year, but you still had other winners like Marcus Ericsson, Joseph Newgarden, Kyle Kirkwood, Scott McLaughlin, Christian Lundgaard. You know, all these drivers who've just already won an IndyCar, but Alex Palou is still putting in the consistent results and also winning more than these other guys. So that's the kind of thing that I want to bring up is, you're not going to be dominating for long, because if you look at Iowa this weekend in IndyCar, so the last weekend, Joseph Newgarden won both races and cut Alex Palou's lead down quite significantly. And that's the thing. If you have a spec series, you're not going to be dominating for long, even if you're dominating at all. It'd be very rare to dominate at all, to be honest. And that's what I'm saying, is with NASCAR, it works so well, especially because you've had, like, if I'm going to read you out the winners this year, so from Daytona all the way through to currently where we're at in Pocono, Stenhouse, Kyle Busch, Byron, Logano, Reddick, Larson, Bell, Larson, Busch, Truex, Hamlin, Byron, Larson, well, that's an all-star race, isn't it? Hamlin, Byron, Blaney, Busch, Truex, Chastain, Van Gisbergen, Byron, Truex, Hamlin. You see how many repeat winners are in there? Like, not many. To be fair, not many. And we've had quite a significant amount of races.
My problem with spec series...
Yeah, go for it. Sorry.
My problem with spec series is, they're not guaranteed to produce that's good true. Racing, though. That's true. The thing. That's my main issue.
And
there.
I guess the thing is,
although there's a better chance.
There is a better chance, but I guess the thing is,
I guess
the thing is, in a spec series, you've got to have the right powertrain, the right chassis, and that's going to require a lot of development as it is. And you look at IndyCar, they've got a great aero package. They've got short oval, and then road course package, and that's what works for them so well. Is they've all got separate packages for different tracks, and then you just plop the drivers in the car, and it works well. And then with NASCAR, you know, it's pretty much everything's the same, just the body type's different, and that's it. There's nothing different apart from the engines, but they don't change in specs, and that's the kind of thing that works so well. Yes, it's not guaranteed to produce good racing, but this year and last year for NASCAR, we've had pretty damn good racing. And I guess that's another thing to point out is, yeah, I think IndyCar may be slacking a little bit on the racing side, and I may have to agree with you on that sort of aspect, but Formula E definitely hasn't. NASCAR definitely hasn't. I think IndyCar, there's just, I don't know what's going on with them, but there hasn't been such good racing that I've just kind of tuned off from it for this year. This may be controversial, but I found Texas to be quite boring because there was pretty much no fights for the lead throughout the whole race. It was pretty much first, second, and then everyone was lapped down. And that's what I find a bit irritating with IndyCar's oval program. But other than that, it is a spec series that's doing pretty good. So I guess that's the kind of point I wanted to raise is, like, you know, F1's got a really good opportunity to be a spec series here. You've got all these talented drivers in the sport, and probably, as you said, all these talented mechanics and engineers and everything. So why not use them? And use them to make a spec series car that would work with everyone, and just keep the same engines as long as they're not upgraded and they're all the same power. You know, you would have probably a six-way title fight, you know?
I think my main problem is, who's another, well, I say my main problem is that it's not guaranteed to produce a good racing thing. But the other problem is,
who's FIA?
It's not the teams.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to want to pay for much development.
It's a good point. And that's, again, that's something that would be considered long-term. But again, the point remains really that it's just, it's needed in the future at least. Like, we can't have, we've had, since 2000, we've had Michael Schumacher domination. Then we went on to have a little bit of mixed, you know, title battles, which is good. And then from 2010, we had Sebastian Vettel dominance. 2014, we had Lewis Hamilton dominance. And then now 2021, we've had Max Verstappen dominance. So it's just kind of, it's an endless cycle of dominance, especially like on this level. Like, Max Verstappen could literally lead the Constructors' Championship on his own right now, which is ridiculous. Like, that's the kind of things you need to consider, is when someone's on a complete other level to everyone else. Like, that's something you need to make a change.
It's what they did against Red Bull in the early 2010s. It's what they've done against Mercedes recently. But what's interesting, what I've seen in between the two episodes we filmed, they've said openly they're not going to change the rules because Red Bull are winning, which they did. How many times for Mercedes? I haven't got a figure here, but they quite a few. They banned, off the top of my head, DAS. Yeah. That's it, actually, off the top of my head. But there's, you can think McLaren F-duct, banned. McLaren third pedal, banned. Renault balancing weight, something or other, banned. So it's a bit dodgy. I mean, as there was already a lot of controversy considering, you know, I'm going to bring up Abu Dhabi 2021 here. So, you know, race yourself. Just considering that should have been Hamilton's.
No, I
we'll leave it at that.
As happy as I was shot to see a different champion in F1 for the past, like,
yeah,
I don't know, 8 years or something. Hamilton, in my opinion, definitely. Hamilton
not
definitely
like that.
Like,
not like
that. Like, I'm just gonna quickly go on a limb and say, look, the CP ruined it. Red Bull got the strategy right, and that's how he won. But if Latifi didn't crash and Red Bull didn't put on the softs, Hamilton would have, yeah, got it by a mile. That Mercedes was definitely more up to pace than the Red Bull.
And if exactly. And if FIA followed regular procedures.
Yeah.
Which they didn't. I'm going to keep going. This is
well, controversial enough as it is already.
I argue about this with Red Bull.
I'm sure I'm going to get spammed with DMs.
It's fine. Controversy is the best form of advertisement.
But
it worked for what, Andrea Moda?
True.
Worked for us.
But this weekend it is a few. We do have a few racing rounds. We've got the Cookout 400 at Richmond, the Henry 180 at Road America, and the Worldwide Express 250 at Richmond, all for the NASCAR series. Then we will have. We don't have any IndyCar this weekend. We've got the Belgian Grand Prix, which potentially could be in a 2021 Spa situation, so I'll touch on that in a little bit. And then we do have the... And then we've got the Supercar Sydney Super Night. We don't have any rally this weekend, I don't think. No, we don't. And then we have the finale of the Formula E World Championship this weekend at the London E-Prix. So I do want to touch... Yeah, it really
got that really early in the year.
They just compile everything so tightly together. But yeah, I wanted to touch on what was I going to touch on? I forgot now. Yes, there was some breaking news that came out this morning. And it is, NASCAR has a TV rights deal, right? You won't understand much of this, but if there was any NASCAR fans watching, they probably would understand. And that's that. So the TV rights deal basically is which TV broadcasters will take NASCAR. So for example, at the current setup, half the season in the Cup Series is split with Fox and NBC. In the Xfinity Series, half is split between Fox and NBC. And in the Truck Series, the whole series is televised on Fox. So that's the kind of TV rights deal they've got. And they're negotiating new deals for the 2025 TV rights deal. And some breaking news came out this morning with regards to that. And that instead of the current Fox-NBC rotation for the Xfinity Series, it will be all 33 races will be televised on the CW, which is an American TV channel that is not associated with cable, which is a really, really good move for NASCAR because cable is declining. And that is something I did want to bring up because it is quite a significant move. We thought, there was quite a lot of names thrown around. We didn't even expect the CW to be one of these. It wasn't even thrown around once. The names actually thrown around most were ESPN what was the other one? Amazon, that were considering taking the Xfinity series. But no, it's going to... Well, I mean, I think it's going to be available online either way.
Just so I can watch it. I hope it's free in the UK again. Because I ain't paying for Fox.
So NASCAR Truck Series...
I ain't paying for
still,
Fox.
Well, so the Truck Series and the Cup Series are still to be determined. But from 2025 to 2031, the NASCAR Xfinity Series will be televised on the CW, which I believe has an online platform. But you've got to be subscribed to the CW to have it, I think. But either way... it's going to be a difficult method to work. It's a good move for NASCAR because it is going to broaden their viewer base a lot from what it already is, because cable is on the pretty much its last legs. You know, it's you're going to get more reach with NASCAR on non-cable than with cable. So that's really exciting to hear. And we'll see how that goes from there. What Junior Series stuff have we got? Yeah.
what Junior Series do we want first?
Let's go F2.
Which one do we want first? Okay, so a cheeky poll from Molly Behrman earlier today, followed by Frederick Messi. Very interesting conditions. barely dry enough for human life. A very interesting qualifying. That's about it. We have Joshua Morgan, who binned it on his debut, using his Euro Formula Open suit. Very good in Euro Formula Open, quite consistently on the podium, quite consistently winning as well. I did my research about 30 minutes ago. Formula 3, I cannot remember who took pole. Joseph Maria Pepe Marti, I think, celebrated with Ralph Boschan, which I thought was quite wholesome. Ralph Boschan, of course, Campos's leading F2 driver, who will be on starting fourth tomorrow for the sprint race with the reverse grid. Right now, what? Obviously, recently we had the tragic news of Dylan van Hoff, our thoughts with his family, crashing in Spa, which is, I don't see, I honestly, I think Spa needs to go now. We shouldn't have lost two people, maybe three in the last, what?
Potentially could have lost someone if we went racing in F1 at Spa.
Just 4 years.
If we had gone racing in those conditions at Spa, that probably could have been an actual superstar, you know, someone who's already in the sport, gone.
But
exactly, yeah.
Well, we did nearly lose Lando qualifying. So, that's what we need. Lost four people in the last 4 years. That's too much with modern safety standards. It has to go, or the corner has to go.
It's not.
Something's got to change here. It's just not available. Yeah. Of course, we cannot go without mentioning.
Yes.
I think was Miami before Baku?
No,
wasn't it?
Baku was after.
Right. That means I can mention it.
Sorry, Becca was before Miami. Oh, I'm good. So confused.
That means, for the first time, I can mention. Oh, what? I got to look this up now.
I've got my calendar here.
No, it was, Bahrain, no, it must have been Australia, after. Azerbaijan, I don't know.
Miami, Emilia Romagna.
Ah, sorry, I must have mentioned.
The amount of times you mention Olympian.
Yeah, we had we've had since the last one, we've had two F1 games come out. That's crazy. Oof, we have. All right, note self, don't ignore it this time.
Yeah.
Don't run away. It's not escapable. All right. So I think Kimi Antonelli has. I've not heard a lot. I heard a lot about him in. Well, I focused a lot on him in F4s. Also, what's very interesting, I figured out today, if you win both ADAC F4 and Italian F4 in the same season, you're going to do pretty well in your career. That might seem obvious, but if you look at Ollie Bearman, Kimi Antonelli are the main two I can think of off the top of my head. Pretty good careers at the moment. Still incredibly young. Kimi Antonelli only, what, 16?
Yeah, it's great.
Bearman,
it's
18. So, oh, wow. Also, fun fact, Kimi Antonelli born 2 days before me. And Valtteri Bottas in between us. Let's go.
What other junior series?
That's not relevant in any way, but I just thought it was cool. Oh, F1 Academy's been chugging along pretty nicely. We only had one round.
I thought they were meant to.
They're not streaming it live. I've been.
Fair enough.
They might have. I might have been asleep though, because they are a. In the end of the day, they are a support series for other events. We saw it in Zandvoort where they were supporting DTM. Yeah. The main attraction, I think. Well, yeah, in Spain they were more focusing on Formula Regional because they went there at the same time. I did watch that. It was a good race. So, yeah. Anyway, what next? Organ next.
Did you say organ?
I think.
What?
No, I think. I don't know. British.
I think Brits.
I don't know. Yeah, you're damn right. I get really bored. Like, I'm gonna be really bored in the summer break because I sort of rely on F1 to keep me sane. I've not done a lot of talking about F3,
which
is shocking at this point. What was I talking about? Yeah, disappointing. We only had two races up to the point. We only had two races when we last did it. Gabriel Bordeaux keeping his charge going. There we go, there's your F3 scoop.
God, here we go.
Also, do you remember UGE Day? Not UGE Day. Oh, I always get them confused. No. Oh, I hate this. I always get them confused. I did this earlier. You remember a couple of years ago, a long time ago now,
no.
You had the young, like the 10-year-old girl in F4, Japanese F4.
Wasn't my
You would recognize the name. It was quite. It was not the GOAT, unfortunately. Euro Formula Open. They're competing in Euro Formula Open now. Following. Hold on. You can talk about something while I try to find them.
I think I might have found it for you. Juju Noda.
That's the one. Yeah. So, After a long career and going seemingly missing, competing in Japanese Formula Regional, I believe that's just a guess, I think. Yeah, now I'm Euro Formula Open, doing relatively well. Still only 17, which is incredible for someone that's only ha has already had a what 7 year long racing career in cars. So a long way to go. And we've seen this weekend with Joshua Morgan in F2 that they can make the step up. So definitely one to watch, in my opinion. Still very young. So yeah. Okay. More random junior formula
Yeah,
information
a
than I
little
can
bit on the
remember.
junior formula side as well, anyway. I did want to mention a good mate of mine, Louis Sharp, in the British F4 series at the moment. Yeah, he's doing a pretty solid job. Unfortunately, he has lost the lead to, I can't remember his name now, William Creighton, I think, or something like that. Something along the lines of that. But yeah, he's lost the
I can't
championship
remember.
lead now, which is unfortunate, but
I need
I've
to
kind of given him a
I'll
pep talk
check.
and said, get your motivation back from what you had at the start of the year. You know, he was pretty damn quick at the start of the year, consistently in the top five all for for Brands Hatch and Donington. So I've kind of given him that wake up call. I don't know if that's gonna work. I don't know if he'll listen to me, but we'll find out, I guess. But yeah, he's doing a solid job. Maybe not winning the title this year. Did he? Oh, is
Yeah,
he?
he went in Croft
Hold
earlier.
on. Hold on.
I think so, if I remember correctly. About right, if I can find the standings on this. Ah, no, that's no, I need this. Hold on. 1 minute, I'm having
William
technical
McIntyre, that's it.
difficulties. Race one. We're looking William Mac, where did he finish in race one? Oh. 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 Ah.
God, here
You're not going to like this one.
we
After your pep
go.
talk in race one, he finished P12.
Sorry, Louis.
In race
Okay,
two,
better.
though,
Much better.
In race two, he finished P3. Well, in race three, we are. Oh, we've done race three. Okay, there's a couple of races. Oh. Ah. Ah. Oh. P9. I mean, I know I couldn't do
Oh no, you're looking
better,
at
but
Silverstone, you doofus.
you
You're looking
were
at
at one point
Silverstone
leading the
after
championship.
my
I
pep
guess I
talk,
don't.
goof.
Am I?
Silverstone's
Yep.
before my pep talk. Croft is afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, I can agree with
Yeah, the website is not the
that.
finest. It hasn't updated. That's why I thought he went earlier, because he might have. Yeah. Where is. And the man I've been watching, Kanato Lee, incredibly talented, just so consistent. There's not much more to say. He was. Alton was not his finest race, but that's not his fault. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, I started watching British F4.
No, Louis doing a good
I'm gonna
job.
keep watching random
He's there's
F4s.
about 28 points between him and William McIntyre. So, yeah, basically just needs the form he had at the start of the year. Like at Donington Park, he got what was it? Oh, whoa. Okay, buddy. First race he won, then second race he won from he. Where he gained 19 places off from the grid, which is a freaking masterful drive. But then he came sixth, then had a retirement at Brands Hatch, and then fourth, and another
Especially
fourth
in equal
at
machinery.
Brands Hatch. So some really consistent form. And then it just kind of dropped off with the occasional 13th, 12th, 19th, 12th. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the form that we don't want. But to be honest, I think
As
from
aforementioned.
talking with Louis, I know his plans for next year are still up in the air. I don't think he'll do another season of British F4. I'm not going to reveal what he told to me because that's his information. But there is some interesting plans for him set up for next year that they're considering, which is cool to see. Yeah, it's good to see
I
what
like that. I like that.
the
I like
Shark
that.
Team's got kind of got planned for their future. But I'm not gonna reveal that. That's up to Louis to announce. But it is cool to see what they've got kind of set up, and what they're thinking about at the moment. But yeah, that's kind of the junior series out of the way. You remember me asking?
I remember you asking. I remember you
Yeah,
asking
that hasn't
something
turned out
about
so
Oli
well.
Gray last time out and how he made the jump from British F4 to F3 last year. Yeah, he's actually doing. Yeah,
Probably why.
it's not been the greatest performance. Although he's part of the Williams Academy, which is probably useful. I can imagine that being useful. Yeah, Luke Browning also joined Williams Academy. I don't know if that was. No, it wouldn't have been. Yeah, no, Luke Browning's joined the Williams Academy as well since the last podcast.
I'm gonna
So
try and
yeah,
find Ollie Gray. Yeah, he's 25th in
Williams are
standings. He
cooking.
has not
They're cooking.
scored inside the top 10 once. The closest he's been to the top 10 is 14th.
Eesh. Ah,
What team is he with? He's with Ronan Callum still, isn't
that
he?
is not. That is. Oof.
Yeah, because if
You
we
know
look at the
what?
drivers, so Hunter Yaney, Max
Yeah,
Esterton,
Carlin are not really
Francesco
in F3.
Simonazzi, and Ido Koens. Let's go have a look at these guys,
They're
where they are
sort
in the
of.
standings. So, Hunter Yaney. Again, same results as Ollie Gray. This Francesco guy is not competing in a race. Max Esterton, again, same results. And then where is Ido Koen? So Ido Koen did get a ninth, but yeah, Carlin's just not great in F3. And that's, I guess, the problem for Louis is if he ends up moving up into F3, he's kind of got he's he, yeah, Carlin's kind of a
Oh
backmarker
yeah,
team at this
that
point.
reminds me.
So I don't know. Unless he can pull out some super performances.
Yeah, he might wanna. No, I reckon he should, instead of jumping straight to a three, I reckon Formula Regional Europe might be a good idea. Cause A, Carlin on it, which
Yeah.
means you'll build a, like, no offense to Carlin or Roden or anything, because they're good in F2 to be fair.
Yeah.
And other series like F1 Academy and that, but F3 they're not it. It's like if they're like a reverse Trident, except from Carlin a sort of midfield, top of the midfield in F2. So I think if he can get himself in somewhere like Trident or Prema in a Formula Regional seat, Europe of course, that'd be the best idea. Like MP Motorsport
Yeah, I
even,
think
ART.
I don't know
If he can get himself in one of those
I don't know
seats,
what
I
else
think he'll be
Louis's
good.
got on the table other than what he's told me.
But
Again,
I've.
I'm not going to reveal what he's told me. But I feel like I'm just looking at the Carlin, Wikipedia page because of course. But the thing for me is Roden Carlin. Roden Car sponsors
Ah, yes,
Louis pretty
Wikipedia.
significantly, and that is pretty much where that's like majority of Louis' sponsorship covered by David Dicker. I guess the problem is that now Roden is sponsoring Carlin, well, pretty much being the majority shareholder, and it's now Roden Carlin. That's the key thing, right? Because Louis can. Louis's going to stick with Carlin all the way through. That's for sure. There's no way he's going to leave with Roden, as title sponsor or at least majority shareholder in that team. So that's the kind of thing you've got to think about. The current series, so they're currently in F2, F3, GB3, F1 Academy, British F4, and Spanish F4. So if I was Louis, I would probably end up. Pardon?
Spanish F4.
Yeah, so
Why
if I was
Carlin in
Louis,
Spanish F4? You know what?
if
I'm
I
not
was
gonna
Louis,
question
I would jump into GB3 for a season, and
You know
see how
what?
Carlin
Each to their
goes
own.
in the next season of F3, and maybe do a few Formula Regional races or Euro Formula Opens. That's what I would do. But again, I don't know what the team's going to decide. We'll find out eventually. Hopefully we'll getting Louis on the podcast. That would be pretty cool. He's expressed interest in doing it, just never really got back to me on when a suitable time would be, of course. So we'll see what we can do and get Louis on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, it's all up in the air, really, what they're going to do. We'll see how they go, but yeah. I mean,
I don't know about your GB3 idea, though. That's not... I don't think that'd be the best. I mean, I'm not going to say anything because I've literally never watched it in my life. But, you know. But I know it's not like... I know Luke Browning came for it. But yeah, then again...
I agree. So I guess...
I think Formula Region was a better way to go. I just... And you're a Formula Open. I know it's a good series.
Yeah.
But there's only seven people. It doesn't prove a whole lot.
I guess the good thing for Louis now is that that TRS Toyota Racing Series over in his own country of New Zealand is rebranded now as the Formula Regional Oceanic Championship. So pretty much you'd be able to do Formula Regional over there. Go back home for a wee bit at the start of the year and go do Formula Regional and then come back and... you know, do F3 or something like that. You know, that way you'd get some super license points that you'd need. That's kind of the thought process. Pardon?
I think Formula Regional UAE is better than... I don't know. I think you're a Formula Regional. Formula Regional is a pretty equal. Never mind. I was going to say... UAE might be better, A, because it's close to where he is now, and B, it's a lot like, no offence to Oceania or anything, because
upside down.
That's like, sort of, no comment, there's not a lot of, anyone that's, off the top of my head, I can't remember name anyone that's come through there.
Okay. Let's just go to the Toyota Racing Series.
Okay,
because I can name a few off the top of my head anyway. champions, right? Let's go through the champions, right? Charlie Wirtz, son of Alexander Wirtz. Matt Payne, supercars driver. Igor Fraga, former F2 driver. Liam Lawson. Well, we know who Liam Lawson is, I'm sure. Robert Schwartzman, Thomas Randall, Lando Norris, Lance Stroll, Nick Cassidy, Mitch Evans.
That makes sense.
Also going through there has been Andre Heimgartner, probably Shane Van Gisbergen at some point, maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, former F1 drivers have been through there. So I think your point has been proved invalid.
I will never diss that again. Yeah, I won't diss that again then. I mean, I think, in all honesty, I would go to UAE. But that's now just a geographical thing due to your immense researching ability. I mean, it doesn't matter much. It's
moving,
just a case
moving
of
on really
where
from
he wants
the,
to go.
The junior series, I guess, unless you've got anything else you wanted to add, mate.
That's about it. I ain't got any more.
I don't know, 15 minutes.
I'm out of junior series. I think I've rambled for about how long?
Now the second thing I wanted to bring up is Motorsport Games.
Good 15 minutes, that's all I need.
Probably the worst development company ever made. There's I don't know if you've heard, but I'm just going to outline this to you right now. For those of you... I'm going down... Motorsport Games is awful.
Are you going down the mom route?
There has been no NASCAR 22 or 23 game. They ended up putting in a 2022 DLC pack for their awful 21 Ignition game. And ended up, instead of the 2023 game, putting in a 2022 DLC for their older NASCAR game, NASCAR Heat 5. So we didn't get two NASCAR games as we should have, that's bad enough as it is. Let alone the fact that we don't have an IndyCar game, we don't have a BTCC game, we don't have a Le Mans game. That's just three games I can name off the top of my head. They are working on them, but they were meant to come out this year. No, I'm not hearing though, anyone siding on fair, motorsport games.
They are working on all of those. Well, they're at least working on IndyCar and
these Le Mans. Guys have consistently failed to do anything. Like they made up for NASCAR 21 Edition, which was full of bugs, glitches and everything. It was an awful game. I enjoy it because I can just manipulate the AI and just win every race, which is fun. But you know, with they've broke NASCAR Heat 5 as well. Like the whole every console, Steam, Xbox, and PlayStation, broke with the Heat 5 2022 update. And that's the thing, you know, like, they're not doing anything. NASCAR needs to move on from them and go to Cody's or something like that, because motorsport games just cannot make a simple racing game. It's just, it's not possible for them. They made one awful game, that then they were like, oh, this game is really bad. We just can't make games, so we'll just give you updates instead, and we'll just quote-unquote delay our games every single year. We're not actually working on them. We'll just throw you out these games, and they're not happening, guys, but we're just saying they're happening. You know, that kind of stuff is just... I find it quite ridiculous, because we should have had an IndyCar game this year. We should have had a NASCAR game this year. We should have had a NASCAR game last year. We should have had a BTCC game last year. We should have had a Le Mans game last year. You know, and the next thing is, you're losing money as well. They lost had a net negative of about $800 million or something like that because of how awful their game development is. And it's just like, just give up the license and let it go to iRacing or let it go to Cody's or EA or something like that. Just someone that can make a game. Yeah, like, I mean, you're not... Just imagine it if Motorsport Games was making
not
the F1 game.
Not a Motorsport Games fan, man.
You would have literally millions of people... Well, I think if you'd have millions of people...
I mean, I played NASCAR Heat 5.
So you're going to have millions of people rolling up to Motorsport Games.
I'm going to be breaking
down a whole building and saying, where's our F1 game? Because they wouldn't have delivered it. You know? Sorry, you were saying. Yeah.
That would genuinely be career... That would be career suicide. There's just no recovering from that. But F1 are more strict. They just say, like, make the game.
No, I think...
If I made that a game, arguably be might be worse.
Mohammed
bin
Sulayem.
I don't trust the FIA fully now.
Well, okay. You get my point.
What kind of a name is that?
Yes. But yes, I was about to say Mohammed bin Sulayem instead of Motorsport Games. Motorsport Games is... not working. Hopefully NASCAR will end up stripping their license, because I did hear that they have a major video game update coming up soon. Major video game announcement, sorry, coming up soon. So hopefully that is them stripping Motorsport Games of the license and giving it to iRacing or giving it to, you know, EA or something like that. It'd be nice. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how things go from there. I did want to actually briefly touch on Formula E real quick as well, because I'm sure you'll be tuning into the London E-Prix this weekend, Matthew, I'm sure.
Potentially. I mean,
well, it is
maybe,
pretty much
I don't
all
really
in
know.
The hands of Jake Dennis at the moment.
We've got to see. We got to see how I'm feeling close to the time.
Because Mitch Evans and Nick Cassidy, oh my goodness, crashed out in the last E-Prix at Rome. It's two title contenders taken out of it, pretty much. But they're still with the fight. Cassidy's still in second, Evans third, and Verlaine's still counted in this in fourth as well. But pretty much, Dennis seems to like the DNF both races for the other two to have a shot. So, yeah, that's kind of the problematic area there. But it's going to be an interesting one. I think, I don't know, Evans and Cassidy might get a little aggressive and, you know, barge their way through the field. We'll see. But it's going to be an interesting one. Pardon? Exactly. That's right. So, you know, why not
Oh, they got
take the
nothing to lose if they
opportunity?
don't. They got nothing to lose if they don't.
Now, another thing I wanted to briefly mention is Shane Van Gisbergen, Kiwi-born supercars driver, who made his NASCAR debut at Chicago Street Course on the 3rd of July, won the race, and now he's coming back for the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard, along with supercars driver Brody Kostecki, which I find quite cool. I want to see where Shane ends up, and I think that's where we'll see kind of be able to tell where he's actually at, because Chicago is a new course for everyone, and that's kind of where he had the upper hand. But apparently, he's got a number of Cup Series offers for 2024, and we'll talk more about Shane and Brody Kostecki, as well as the Cup Series offers and everything next episode with Dave from Supercars Talk. So keep your eyes peeled for that. I'm sure Dave will be able to offer us some good insight. But I did want to touch.
Oh, it's that type of supercars.
So,
I thought you were talking about
as
just regular
usual, as
supercars,
those with
like
guests, you'll just
your
you'll just hear
Porsche and
the
your Lambo. But
we're
no,
just here for the
all right,
background, mate.
yeah,
Don't
never
worry.
mind. All right, I'll be here silently.
No, we'll get you involved. But yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen has been pretty good. Number of Cup Series offers reportedly on the
Yay!
table. I'm assuming those will be with Trackhouse, Korlig.
It's
I'm
fine.
not
Don't
sure
worry
who
about
else, to be
that.
honest, but Stuart Haas maybe. But yeah, there's a lot of Cup Series offers on the table for Van Gisbergen, and we'll talk a bit more about that in the next episode with Dave. But it's I think the rumor is in the air that if Shane ends up going from supercars, team owner and most successful supercars driver of all time, Jamie Whincup, could end up returning full time. And that number, well, it'll be, I don't know what the number system would look like over in Triple Eight, but yeah, Jamie Whincup could end up racing for Triple Eight full time once again if Shane leaves, which would be quite cool to see. I'd love to see that. But that's something I'll discuss with Dave, see what the possibilities are like. But I think that's pretty much all we've run out of content for, apart from the last thing that I wanted to bring up. Who makes the NASCAR playoffs? We have one, two, three, four, five races left. After Richmond, I think Kevin Harvick should be locked into the playoffs, which leaves four spots remaining in the Cup Series playoffs, or four or five Cup playoffs. Four or five spots, one of the two of them, which leaves Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, Michael McDowell, all inside the playoffs, with AJ Allmendinger, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez, etc., all outside of the bubble. And just basing it off performance, I think McDowell might end up losing that last playoff spot. I think Bubba will get in because he's doing a pretty solid job at the moment. He's been pretty consistent. But I think McDowell would probably be topped by Chase Elliott with a win at Watkins Glen. That's my predictions, as I'm saying that Brad Keselowski, Chris Buescher will all get into the playoffs. Kevin Harvick, Bubba Wallace all get into the playoffs. But Chase Elliott will also get in via a win. And that will leave the door open for Michael McDowell to get eliminated from the playoffs, unfortunately. No diss against Michael McDowell, he's a great driver, but I just think he's on that bubble right now, and I feel like he's probably had the worst, you know, he probably had the worst performance out of Bob Wallace and Chase Elliott, and himself to kind of make it through. So that's kind of my thoughts on that. Anything else you'd like to bring up, Matt, before we end up? Anything else you wanted to bring up before we close out?
I know an entire one NASCAR driver. I'm proud of myself. And that's because I remember. Nah. Oh, seriously, no. I'm out of content
Go
here. Remind me to make notes. This just sprung on me at the last minute. Yeah.
on.
Ah, yes. One more. One more thing. We have. Ah. What's his name? There's a there's a few F3 drivers coming through for a couple races. So we have
Max Esserson off the top of my head and Michael Shin.
Michael Shin has not really Hamilton's spider helmet, cherry
he
red.
Was pretty awful in British F4.
That's quite nice actually.
Didn't really do much in anything else. So I don't think I don't know why you know PHM picked him up, but. Yeah, that's one thing I did note, is a lot of people were dissing in the comments of saying, oh, why Michael Shin, why not someone else, you know? But I think it's more of the money aspect. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll just bring in Mahaffey Raghunathan, it might.
I'm gonna be honest. It can't get much worse for PHM right now, so... You know.
No.
That might actually work.
he might be better than we saw him in F2, because he's had quite a few.
That's
F1
a really
tests,
good idea.
So, no, he might be better than we thought.
Yeah.
Good question. Very good question. Oh.
Why is he getting F1 test? Hold on, what's going on here? I'm very confused. How is he get? I might have to ask McLaren this. This is too much.
Well, while Matt ends up messaging McLaren, that will come
message
to
him on
the
Instagram
end
saying
of this
why.
Episode. Thank you all for joining us in this Force Feedback Show episode. It's been a good discussion. Good to be back, and we'll be back in another 2 weeks with Dave from Supercars Talk to discuss all things supercars and. Well, Shane Van Gisbergen, really. Nice. But for now, that is it from me and Matt. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you for the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.